In the studio with us today, we have West Plains' new high school principal, Lucas Brown. Welcome aboard, Lucas.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to start the year.
All right. Tell us what's going on at the high school. I have some registration going on, and then what else is happening?
Yeah, absolutely. We have one more day today of the existing student registration. So kiddos in grades 10, 11, or 12 can stop by today through 3 p.m., request locker, buy parking passes, and get their scheduled classes. So that goes through the end of the day today. Next week, we really kick off some big events. Zizzer Freshman Day will be Wednesday the 17th. That's for all incoming freshmen. They'll be able to come in, kind of have that mock first day of school, get acclimated to the building, meet all of their teachers, go through their regular school day as they would on the first day of school. So a pretty neat event for our incoming freshmen. We also have open house on Thursday the 18th. We have our incoming freshmen and sophomores can drop in anytime between 4 and 5:30 p.m. and our incoming juniors and seniors between 5:30 and 7. We'll be grilling some hot dogs, have water, be able to meet their teachers. So it'll be a good event. Of course, classes start on the 22nd.
All right. What's the toughest thing you've had to deal with so far?
So far, it's just been probably getting to know the building. You know, I came from grew up in Winona, so small building, had just a couple of hallways. Glenwood is where I was at last. So big difference there. Have a lot more classrooms to get to know. I try to do a couple of laps every day so I can kind of get the lay of the land.
Okay. Now, I know you're going to come back and talk to us again sometime, and so we'll quiz you on this and see how well you're learning the lay of the land there. Okay, is there anything that folks can do to help out the high school this year?
Yeah, so what's really exciting about this year, we are really wanting to make a push for getting our students to get out into the community and serve the community. So if any organizations, anybody that would love to have our students help serve them in any way, I'd love to hear from them. We want our students to be able to get out and help others. We also want to bring people into the building. It's been difficult for the last few years given the events around COVID. Hopefully we can get past that and have some people come in, present to our kiddos, and build some relationships, because I think it's important for building that community pride within our students also.
Okay, now we got the first day of school coming up. And so what do people need to know? Have we changed anything, or is it going to be the same as it has been?
Yeah, so it's it is the same as it has been in terms of start and end times. We classes start 8:05 in the high school, dismissals 3:40 in the afternoon. Still have the early out every Friday, so 2:40 dismissal on the Friday. So everything in that respect will be the same, parent drop-off, pickup, transportation, all of that will remain the same as it has been.
Okay, any changes in parking around the school?
Parking will still remain the same as it has been. Still learning that too. Heard there's senior row up against the bricks up closer to the buildings. So that's where our seniors park. I've been going through that too with some of the students, especially newer students, not knowing where to park. So, yep, all that should be the same.
All right. Anything else we need to know?
You know, I think overall that's all I have. I want us to start the year on a positive note. I want our kids to feel excited about coming back to school. The staff is really going to work hard on building positive relationships with all of our kids. I'm going to encourage all of our students to find something to get involved with, some sort of activity. There are so many clubs, organizations, sports, just about something for everyone, and I think it's important that our kids get involved with something, and so that's what I want to encourage this year.
Okay, now I know that we always need bus drivers and substitute bus drivers. All the teaching slots filled yet?
We do. We have filled all of our positions. There's always a need for substitute teachers, so if anybody's interested in doing that, they can go to PennMac Staffing, and they will help get them set up with that. Always need substitutes. We do have all of our certified and support staff positions filled, so that's a great thing. But always need bus drivers also, so if anybody's interested in that, they can definitely give me a call.
All right. And number to call?
417-256-6150.
All right. Well, thank you, sir, and I'm sure we'll see you a lot more throughout the school year.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Lucas Brown, the new high school principal at the West Plains High School.